Working Cows Podcast, Episode 78, Bonus Episode.
Welcome to the podcast that gives producers a platform to discuss and share paradigm-challenging practices. Practices that have increased the effectiveness of their operation and the joy that their families have received from this lifestyle.
Everybody, just a brief episode here today with Steve Nelson, the president of Nebraska Farm Bureau. He is boots on the ground perspective and also giving us some good tips about how we can help out in this crisis and some examples of how that help is being put to use. So Steve, thank you for joining me today on the Working Cows podcast. Could you tell us just a little bit about what you are seeing happening there on the ground? And kind of a perspective of what's actually going on in the lives of these operators and what they're experiencing as a result of this storm?
Sure. Well, I might just do a quick update on and how this all came to pass. We started out a little over a week ago with a heavy snowstorm forecast, and that was followed by considerable wind or higher than normal wind. And then as that moved across the state of Nebraska, we started to have heavy rains that fell upon frozen ground that was covered with snow. So just a huge amount of water heading towards streams that could not soak into the ground. And that's what has really caused a lot of the problems that we have with flooding. And it's not uncommon that we have a blizzard, a few times a year or every few years. And we would have flooding every few years somewhere in a basin or so. But in this case, where what makes it so different is that we have really affected almost the majority of our state. Over 65 counties have been declared disaster counties of 93 counties, and the entire northeast third of the state of Nebraska, I think every river has flooded and really set records as far as water height and those kinds of things. So just a very extraordinary situation here in the state of Nebraska.
Can you give us a sense of the production profile of those areas hardest hit by the flooding?
Okay. Well, the area that would have been hit more by snow than the flooding is primarily grazing land, although that's certainly not exclusively true. There would be farmland as well, and operations that are combination operations between cow calf and farming. When you get to the northeastern part of the state, you have a lot more farming, but also a lot of cow calf, and there's also cattle feeding that takes place in that part of the state. So a lot of this will have to do with cattle, but there are also effects to pork producers as well, and then kind of those extending effects because of transportation being so difficult. So just a lot of effects there.
Do you have a sense of the impact of this event on individual producers on the ground level, or is it too early to be able to tell any of that yet?
Well, there will be significant impact on lots and lots of producers, and we don't have exact numbers yet. A lot of the numbers that I have are estimates, but we're looking at somewhere in that $400 million plus damage to the livestock industry, and about $450 million plus damage to the farming industry or part of agriculture here in the state. That crowds us right up to $1 billion, and those numbers that I just talked about do not include property damage, barns, feed storage, hay, fences, machinery. All of those kinds of things are not included. So I'm sure that we'll go over $1 billion of damage to agricultural alone, and then we have all of the damage to infrastructure, roads, bridges, those kinds of things as well.
And is there any sense of the continuing, is there still more water headed your direction? I mean, are they still getting more damage, and is the water still on the rise, or has it started to recede at this point?
Sure. Well, it has begun to recede in most of the area that I'm talking about, although the further downstream you go, the higher the water levels remain. But again, we're talking about an unprecedented amount of water, so there's a lot of water spread out over fields that probably can't get back into the river or stream right away. And so it will have to either soak into the soil or evaporate. So we're looking at quite a long time probably before some areas dry out. And then of course, there'll be cleanup related to the debris that's been carried onto the fields and the erosion that's taken place by the water. And so just lots of things to deal with moving forward.
Sure. And what kind of a process are you looking at? I mean, is there going to be work for hands-on help right away? Is that what's the biggest need, I guess, at this point?
Sure. Well, a great question. At Nebraska Farm Bureau, we've set up on our website a couple different sections. One has an exchange portal where those that have needs can go on and list their need, and people who want to help can go on there and list the things that they're able to help with, like providing hay, machinery, fencing supplies, labor, whatever it might be. So we're working there to put people who want to help with those that need help. And then we've also created on our website an area that is a disaster, that has a disaster relief fund portion to it, and you can click on there if you want to make a financial contribution. We've had a great response to that, and certainly appreciate everyone's response. And also on that part of the website, you can click on and list a financial need that you have as well. And we're watching those very close to make sure that we meet immediate needs first, like needs for water and food and feed for livestock, medications for livestock, those kinds of things. So we've had a number of loads and have lots of items either making their way to that area or already in that area, and we will continue to do that. We're also linking up and have linked up with FEMA. They are using our portal to find out who has needs and how they can help, and also the Nebraska Department of Agriculture is using in that and connecting up also to help meet the needs for particularly for feed for livestock.
Yeah, and this will be workingcows.net/78, episode 78 of the Working Cows podcast at workingcows.net/78, and those links will be up there as well as at workingcows.net/Nebraska. So I've written a couple of things up on that and put those links up there, and I'll put them on this show notes page as well. What are the needs as far as physical materials? You mentioned hay. You mentioned some of those things. I mean, how are those needs being met, I guess, is my question.
Sure. Well, there are a number of ways that they're being met. We've had a lot of people volunteer and offer help, so offer to bring feed into the area. There's all kinds of needs because there are situations where these floodwaters washed everything away. The feed pile is gone. The buildings that held, where people stored their mineral and those kinds of things are gone. So they need all of those things. We're working to get those there. We moved colostrum up into that area for baby calves where the cow has been lost. And we continue, of course, to work to meet the needs of people as well, to make sure that there's water and food in the area, and so we're doing all of those things. And again, we do that by the portal that we have, looking at that and making sure that we're getting those needs hooked up with people that want to help. And so I really do appreciate the work you're doing to get the word out. And we appreciate everyone's help and offers to provide for those in need. The other, I would make the point though that if people in this part of the country are proud people and typically aren't used to asking for help, and I would just encourage people who need things, don't hesitate to to ask for the things that you need, because we have some abilities here to provide help. And while we may not, certainly would not be able to meet all of everyone's needs, we can meet needs of some needs of individuals, and certainly work towards meeting these immediate needs. And so we will again continue to work very hard at putting the resources that have been donated through our foundation to work just as fast as we possibly can.
Yeah, definitely something that I was going to call attention to is that, you know, we maybe as people who are on the outside looking in shouldn't be waiting to be asked necessarily to help either, that we should maybe just show up and offer to help, because it's not always the easiest thing to do to ask for help.
Well, you're right, and I know that when people show up to help, there will be those that will find a place for them. So certainly appreciate that very much.
Is there a place, I mean, is that portal just the best place to go and find those needs and get connected up?
I think it is. You know, there's a lot of needs there, but if you're wanting to volunteer, if you're wanting to, you know, bring some supplies to the area, whatever, if you get that on there, then we can help connect you up with people who have needs. For one thing, a lot of the roads are damaged and not passable in the area, so just the logistics of getting things where they need to be are difficult, and so we want to help with that and help make sure that those needs are met as quickly as possible.
Sure. You know, there's a reason why we gather all the feed that we can into one place during a certain time of the year, and to see all that wiped away, that's months of work gone, and you don't plan to have to rebuild that supply right in the middle of calving season. So it's an incredible obstacle that these people are facing, and I'd really appreciate as many people as possible to head over to the Nebraska Farm Bureau website that'll be linked at workingcows.net/78 to see what the needs are and see how you might be able to meet those needs.
Well, again, appreciate that very much. You know, I think that one of the things that stood out here is, you know, we had a fairly short warning time period for this storm, but normally producers react and do as much as they can. But I had a report today of a family who had a calving pasture that they've used for over 50 years. There's never been water in that pasture, and they had the water came up high enough to wash cow-calf pairs away. So, you know, this is just a situation of an extraordinary set of losses and circumstances. And so, again, just very much appreciate everyone's help.
Sure. Steve, I thank you so much for your time today, and I don't want to keep you long. I know that you're probably busy with a bunch of other things and responsibilities, but I just would encourage all the listeners to check out that website and obviously to pray for the people of Nebraska and to bear their burden, as it says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, in whatever way you can, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, bear that burden with them because they're going to need it.
I could not agree with you more, and thank you very much for having me on.
I was glad to have an opportunity to sit down with Steve and share a little bit about what Farm Bureau is doing on the ground there to help out. And again, links for everything today will be at workingcows.net/78. Also, workingcows.net/Nebraska. Either one of those places you can go and find the links to everything that Steve and I discussed today. Coming up later on this week, another bonus episode, we're going to talk to Dave Pratt about what we can do to start recovering from disasters and what we can do to prepare for disasters. So keep an eye out for that, and we will see you later on this week with another episode of the Working Cows Podcast, as well as next week we will be talking to Brett Wright on the Working Cows Podcast.
We invite you to visit workingcows.net to subscribe to the show via iTunes or Stitcher. You'll also find detailed show notes pages, resources from our guests, and the industry leaders who have influenced them. For more ideas on putting your cows to work for you in a more profitable way, tune in next week.